Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for, wow, it's already July the 27th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution of the United States of America. That is our guide, and absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips. Welcome to the broadcast. You know we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. You also know we're live 6 days a week, 2 hours a day. And hopefully you know that we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. That's fundamental to who we are, ladies and gentlemen. They tell you we're anti-government. They absolutely lie. We're for the proper role of constitutional limited government, replete with its checks and balances in the founding father-esque viewpoint. We don't believe in rogue agent government where bureaucrats and thugs and professional do-gooders can do whatever they want. No, we don't believe in that. And if that's anti-government, then let it be. But we don't believe it is. We believe they're anti-government because they don't want to follow the checks and balances. They don't want to support limited power, divided power, as the founding fathers supported. They don't want to carry out their obligations under the contractual obligations via the United States Constitution and the state of whatever you're in's constitution. They don't want that rule of law holding them down, keeping them in check, keeping balances. They want to just run rogue all over you. And anytime you stand up against that, they say, you're anti-government. Well, they're off their rockers. Crazy, folks. They're flat out off their rock. And we're not tolerating it, folks. We're starting to stand up nobly, boldly, independently to demand they tell the truth. All right, we were not live on Monday. We're traveling. We're live on the road in Missouri now. We got a lot to cover as we're in a great, beautiful state of Missouri. And I'm in Kansas City area now. And, well, we'll cover that here in a few minutes. But Saturday's broadcast, we had a rebroadcast. Let me start over. What is this, the Friday show? Is that what we got? I guess so. Lowell Nelson. No, let's see. I'm all confused, folks. Let me start over. It was Monday. We were not live. Tuesday, that's today, we are live. Saturday, we were live, and we covered that on Monday's show. No wonder I'm confused. All right, on Monday, though, we were live, and we had on Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, ronpaulinstitute.org. Now I got my act together, right? Today's Wednesday, so Monday was live. Tuesday was a rebroadcast. I got all mixed up and thought it was Saturday and Monday because it feels like a Monday today for some reason. Anyway, I apologize. It's Wednesday today, so Tuesday was a rebroadcast. Monday, we were live, and the Monday recap with Lowell Nelson starts now. We talked about Lowell's leadership school. It's a political leadership school. It'll be on Saturday, August the 6th. And it'll be held at the Salt Lake Community College in Sandy, Utah. It's a one-day school. It'll be taught by a nationally acclaimed instructor from, and I don't know a lot about this group, but I'm learning. It's the Foundation for Applied Conservative Leadership. The Foundation for Applied Conservative Leadership. They call that the FACL is what it's called. And Kirk Shelley will be the instructor from Oklahoma. He does a phenomenal job, by the way. You want to learn more about this? FACL-training.org. Now, the reason I bring this up is you're saying, I'm not in Utah, Sam. That's, great, but wow. If you get a hold of campaignforliberty.org, and you talk to them about this training, we believe there's one in your area or not too far from you that you can take part in. Anyway, political leadership school. You'll learn some incredible fundamentals. It's a really good, really good thing. And all right, sorry about the confusion at the start of the show. I was just off by a day. So we were live on Saturday. We were live on Monday. Yesterday, we took a little break to travel. And today is Wednesday, and we are live from Missouri. Now, we talked about this letter that was written to the NCAA Collegiate President. The goal is to investigate harms caused by the COVID clot shots, ladies and gentlemen. The story, the article, if you will, or the story is at lourockwell.com. Lou Rockwell doing a phenomenal job, by the way. Basically, I guess no college mandates as a group. and no college mandates have sent a letter to the NCAA president, Mark Emmert, encouraging the NCAA to do the following three things. Basically, investigate vaccine injuries among college athletes. That's number one. And then to stop the discrimination based on vaccination status, as well as stop discriminating against athletes who choose not to get vaccinated, folks. This is becoming a hot issue indeed. We also talked about one-armed citizen, folks. That's one-armed citizen. So he has two arms, but he only had one firearm, right? Stopped mass domestic killing, writes Chuck Baldwin. Chuck said, think about it, a 22-year-old man was able to do what all the cops in Uvalde were not able to do in over an hour. That is stop thugs and stop violence and stop murder and stand for pro-life. What a hero, Chuck writes. Amen to that. So it's a single-armed citizen, not a one-armed citizen, right? I just wanted to make sure you know that. The reason I highlight that is because in the news, there's a one-armed athlete that just got signed to a big old contract, which is kind of interesting. Pretty cool, if you ask me. All right, we also talked about the real story of Job. We all face opposition when we oppose evil, ladies and gentlemen. And you know what? How we handle that is our test. The decision, if you will, the use of agency is the core. It's a great story. Job recognizes the evil, is told the consequences of his actions, but then he girds up his loins and chooses to destroy the temple of Satan. Stands up for real good principles. It's all agency, folks. Will you stand like Job for those principles is the question. We must stay in the sacred cause of liberty, folks. There will be consequences from doing that, right? What are the consequences? Opposition from Satan. Expect it. Count on it. It'll happen. We talked about that with Lowell Nelson as we rounded out the first hour. Second hour, of course, we had Dr. Scott Bradley on with us. And we talked about Happy Pioneer Day. That was on Monday, the celebration of it. It's really Sunday the 24th. It was Pioneer Day, but, you know, obviously the state holiday for Pioneer Day was on Monday, and we talked about that in detail. Happy Pioneer Day. Why is July 24th a holiday in Utah? What are we celebrating? Well, just so you know, Pioneer Day marks the 24th of July, 1847, when they arrived in the great territory that they named Deseret, that eventually turned into the state of Utah. Why is that such a monumental day? Because they escaped persecution, and it was the day of safety for them. And it's a holiday in Utah, wisely so. And it's a great day of remembrance of our people, who we are, what we stood for, what the battle lines were. You know, the government literally declared war on the Mormons back in the day. And the Mormons were persecuted more than any other group in the history of the country, more than the Native Americans, more than the African Americans, more than everybody. No one had an extermination order against them, all men, women, and children, like the Mormons did. So Pioneer Day celebrated their freedom. And, of course, we never turned our back on America. We joined as a state as soon as we were able. We fought in the Mexican War. Well, we didn't fight, I guess. What do you want to call it? We were asked to join the Mexican War on the side of the American, or on the side of the United States, and we did. So, again, when they say we're anti-government, it's absolutely false. Our history, as members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, tell you that we believe in the Constitution. In fact, in Scripture, Mormons, or members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, have more Scriptures than others. We have multiple books of Scripture in addition to the Bible. Doesn't take away biblical scripture, but it adds there too. You say, well, Sam, you shouldn't add to it. I understand the arguments. I don't want to devolve into that. I just want to tell you that there are extra scriptures that Mormons have, and one of them says to befriend that law which is constitutional. That's the reason I'm bringing this up. So when they tell you that we're anti-government, or that we have some deep-seated plans to take over the West or whatever, it's an absolute, complete lie and a misunderstanding of our doctrine and our historical reality. So we talked also about the government, the deep state, if you will, in bed with the CIA-controlled media, has now declared war on we the people. We talked about that in relation to the breakdown of this incredible Epoch Times new documentary that came out, What Really Happened on January the 6th. Really, the government declared war on the people, folks. The government is out of control. And then they paint this lie narrative that somehow the Oath Keepers, somehow Donald Trump, are all insurrectionists. Even guys like me that wasn't even there are now tied into January 6th as they manipulate the truth and tell their well-spun lies. As they wordsmith, the leftists have been trying to redefine terms, redefine reality forever. And we've got to stop it. They're also assaulting the American people by trying to redefine the terms male and female. They've been working on that for a year. Now Merriam-Webster, the dictionary folks, follow suit. It's a shame, writes the Western Journal. The definition of the word female in the online version of Merriam-Webster Dictionary now has changed to be this. You ready? Having a gender identity that is opposite of male, for whatever that vogue, vague meaning is. It's a lie. God said male and female, and I believe him. How about you? We also talked about the Daily Wire's Matt Walsh, whose recent documentary, What is a Woman, highlights this and says, this is inevitable. That's the road they're going down. Shame on them all. We also talked about Dr. Deborah Birx. She said, quote, I knew shots would not prevent COVID infection. We overplayed the vaccines. Art Moore, WND.com. Dr. Birx confesses that she manipulated data and quietly altered CDC guidance without authorization. Folks, this is criminal. Let's be very clear. 50% of the people are older and vaccinated who have died from the clot shots and COVID. Wow. Quick pause. I am Sam Bushman. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Great honey? No, I mean really good, all natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at lovingliberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at lovingliberty.net.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, bottom line, Deborah Birx literally lied and confesses that she manipulated data and that she literally altered CDC guidance without authority or authorization, ladies and gentlemen. She ought to be in prison for this, but no one seems to care. This is where America is just disengaged. You should have 10 million Americans absolutely up in arms going, look, Fauci lied to us. Deborah lied to us. They changed data without authority or authorization. Shame on them. We're finding out that, you know what, people are getting sick and dying from the COVID shot big time, and we're just starting to see the repercussions of their actions. But beyond Nuremberg trials, this is evil to the core, folks. It's a shame, and they've all got caught lying. The truth is coming out, and the truth shall set us free. And the biggest part in this that's the problem is they acted like we were the enemy, that somehow we were the problem, that somehow, you know, they said we were conspiracy theorists, that we had no evidence for our statements. Now more and more evidence. You got Deborah Birx literally admitting that she confesses that she manipulated data, changed guidance without authority or authorization. All right. The mRNA shots are more likely to put a recipient in the hospital than they are to help with COVID. Also, Disney changes fairy godmothers to gender-neutral apprentices at theme parks. Again, shame on these people. They're literally trying to redefine male and female. They're literally abusing children with these transgender lies and surgeries and everything else. They're attacking us, tying us all to January 6th, saying that we're all insurrectionist terrorists, that your mom at school board meetings is just as much of a terrorist as the most infamous terror, but yet they're changing CDC data, lying to the people, promoting climate change as emergencies when it's scientifically not, lying about the science of COVID, lying about the origins of COVID. The more we dig in, the more we find out these people are criminals. And that's a recap of Monday's broadcast. News the networks refuse to use today starts now. On Saturday with Chris Carlson, we talked about climate change and how abusive it is. Can we rely on wind and solar energy, ladies and gentlemen? Dennis Prager has an incredible soundbite on this. Here it is, then we'll talk about it.
A lot of sun and a lot of wind. They're free, they're clean, no CO2 emissions. So what's the problem? Why do solar and wind combined provide less than 2% of the world's energy? To answer these questions, we need to understand what makes energy, or anything else for that matter, cheap and plentiful. For something to be cheap and plentiful, every part of the process to produce it, including every input that goes into it, must be cheap and plentiful. Yes, the sun is free. Yes, wind is free. But the process of turning sunlight and wind into usable energy on a mass scale is far from free. In fact, compared to the other sources of energy, fossil fuels, nuclear power, and hydroelectric power, solar and wind power are very expensive. The basic problem is that sunlight and wind as energy sources are both weak, the more technical term is dilute, and unreliable, the more technical term is intermittent. It takes a lot of resources to collect and concentrate them, and even more resources to make them available on demand. These are called the diluteness problem and the intermittency problem. The diluteness problem is that, unlike coal or oil, the sun and the wind don't deliver concentrated energy, which means you need a lot of additional materials to produce a unit of energy. For solar power, such materials can include highly purified silicon, phosphorus, boron, and a dozen other complex compounds like titanium dioxide. All these materials have to be mined, refined, and/or manufactured in order to make solar panels. Those industrial processes take a lot of energy. For wind, needed materials include high-performance compounds for turbine blades and the rare earth metal neodymium for lightweight specialty magnets, as well as the steel and concrete necessary to build structures, thousands of them as tall as skyscrapers. And as big a problem as diluteness is, it's nothing compared to the intermittency problem. This isn't exactly a newsflash, but the sun doesn't shine all the time, and the wind doesn't blow all the time. The only way for solar and wind to be truly useful would be if we could store them so that they would be available when we needed them. You can store oil in a tank. Where do you store solar or wind energy? No such mass storage system exists. Which is why, in the entire world, there is not one real or proposed independent freestanding solar or wind power plant. All of them require backup. And guess what the go-to backup is? Fossil fuel. Here's what solar and wind electricity look like in Germany, which is the world's leader in renewables. The word erratic leaps to mind. Wind is constantly varying, sometimes disappearing completely. And solar produces little in the winter months when Germany most needs energy. Therefore, some reliable source of energy is needed to do the heavy lifting. In Germany's case, that energy is coal. So, while Germany has spent tens of billions of dollars to subsidize solar panels and windmills, fossil fuel use in that nation has not decreased. It's increased. And less than 10% of their total energy is generated by solar and wind. Furthermore, switching back and forth between solar and wind and coal to maintain a steady flow of energy is costly. Utility bills for the average German have gone up so dramatically that energy poverty has become a popular term to describe those who cannot pay, or who can barely pay, their electricity bills. If those bills one day go down, the reason will not be more solar and wind energy, but lower oil and coal prices. There's no free lunch, and there's no free energy. And that very much includes the highly expensive energy from the sun and the wind. I'm Alex Epstein of the Center for Industrial Progress for Prager University.
To subscribe to our...
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. You're talking about Dennis Prager doing a great job at PragerU. And we're talking about, can we rely on wind and solar energy? And you got to be familiar with the dilutiveness and the intermittence problem, right? The problem is, folks, that these energy sources might add value. The problem is they're so expensive they have to be subsidized by government. And that way you realize they cannot win in the free market of ideas, okay? You got to build a better mousetrap to my door for me to take it on, not a worse one. See, that's the supply and demand. That's the free market reality. If you bring me something that makes sense to me financially, morally, whatever else, where I can justify it, I'm in. But if you can't, I'm out. And so when you look at the diluteness problem, and when you look at the intermittence problem, wind and solar and these things just don't hold up. Now, if you say, Sam, well, they can subsidize other energy. They can, but we don't have a great storage device, okay? They're not available 24/7. You can't even count on day or night for them because you might get a windstorm. It might blow so hard that it knocks your windmill down, or it might not blow at all and your windmill can't generate electricity. Solar, same thing. What about a super cloudy day or several cloudy days or overcast days in a row? So, see, you can't gather enough energy consistently enough, right? It's very expensive. You got to subsidize it. Why are they doing this to us with this new energy? It isn't about the new energy. They know the new energy doesn't work. But the more they jettison the tried and true, the stable, that would be nuclear or coal or any of these stable sources, and we become more and more and more unstable. What they're doing is leading us into an unsustainable world, into a situation where they're just going to say, well, we can't charge your car and provide air conditioning for you at the same time. I know we went to both of those, but we just don't have the capacity or the means. Then they're going to say, what are you going to give up? And the answer is they're going to want you to give up both. Look, these environmentalists have an agenda to control you and to lock you down, to take away your liberties. And you will not be able to drive freely in your vehicle. Okay? You will not be able to have AC and cool yourself down. They'll say, you know what? Natural solutions are best. They're going to take away your car and your AC. Those are two of the biggest power sucks that there are. Now, are there others? Yeah, anything that requires heating and cooling takes tons of power. They're eventually going to wean you off of that. Write it down. Remember who told you in this environmental war we find ourselves in. They're not interested at all, ladies and gentlemen, in you having direct decisions over your life, how cool or warm your home is, whether you travel, to whom, where, when, why. They don't want these things. So they're literally making the price of gas so expensive. They're literally going to be outlawing a lot of these systems soon. They want to change your diet, too. There's no end to the things that they want to manipulate under global warming, global cooling, climate change, whatever. They want to arrest you for being a denier, you terrorist. See, that's where they're going with all this. They don't want you to have children. They want to have massive reductions in the population. They can only achieve this, ladies and gentlemen, if we allow it. The question is, will we be foolish enough to allow it, or will we stand up? Time will tell. We'll keep an eye on the ball. Quick pause. When we come back, I want to talk about Glenn Beck. I'll do it all in seconds. I am Sam Bushman. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide.
You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As America braces for a recession, the feds will make an announcement today about how much more it will cost to borrow money. Second quarter GDP numbers will be announced Thursday, and July CPI numbers, or Consumer Price Index, will be announced August 10th. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on NBC News last night.
This is not an economy that's in recession, but we're in a period of transition in which growth is slowing.
Janet Yellen was one of the first in the Biden administration to tell us inflation was transitory. General Motors announced net profits tumbled 40% in the second quarter, hurt by supply chain troubles. As President Biden surrendered America's energy independence, the result is Russia has more power to influence the world. Russia state gas giant Gazprom severely reduced gas supplies to Europe once again on Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
The crisis at the border has gone from bad to worse. Uncontrolled illegal immigration is ripping at the very fabric of our sovereignty.
DHS reports the amount of illegal immigrants crossing the southern border without being apprehended has increased significantly. Appearing on Fox News, McAllen, Texas Mayor Javier Villalobos says it's an increase they've expected.
We have the initial impact, and there's no question about it. And that's why we kept on saying, hey, look, we need help. We need some action by our feds.
He says he believes it's a national crisis. The Biden administration is considering offering temporary ID cards to illegal immigrants waiting for their asylum cases to be processed. It could help law enforcement track illegal immigrant encounters while they wait for their asylum cases to be processed. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
NCAA Woman of the Year is Columbia fencer Sylvie Binder. USA Radio News.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right now, climate change is one of the great reset tools they have in their tool shed, folks. Can you rely on wind and solar energy? Are you familiar with the diluteness and the intermittence problems? See, I don't think they can run everything that we have at all on the new plans for electricity, folks. I think what they want to do is take away some core things from you in an effort to create the balance they're looking for. They need to reduce the population a ton. They need to take you off of your vehicle. They need to take you off of your AC. They need to quit. You need to quit eating meat. They've got a lot of plans for you, ladies and gentlemen. And you can say I'm a nutcase, but you keep an eye on this ball and you see who's right, okay? They also want to take away your guns from you, ladies and gentlemen. And they're trying to create more and more and more fear around this. As you know, Congress, even the Republicans, sold us down the river and voted against your right to keep and bear arms, and that right shall not be infringed. But they're pushing for more. They're trying to get an assault weapons ban. An assault weapon is only in the hands of those who would assault someone. Understand that. Guns in the hands of good guys, ladies and gentlemen, become the great equalizer, save life solution. Nevertheless, Glenn Beck does a good job talking about this. Glenn Beck, say this if the ATF comes to your door asking to see your guns. He did a whole segment on this, and I normally don't play back Glenn Beck pieces on my show. But in this case, you know what? Glenn's been doing a great job in a lot of ways. And I went to an event that Glenn went to that was pretty impressive. Glenn Beck is making a lot of progress. And I'll be the first one when Glenn Beck abuses us, when he said, if you believe in, you know, 9/11 conspiracies, you're with the Taliban or the Al-Qaeda or this kind of stuff. Shame on Glenn for that. And so I've kind of gone against Glenn over the days, over the years, when he's done things that aren't fair or right. Because to me, it's not backing or hating on Glenn. It's standing up for what is right every time. So when Glenn wants to attack anybody that doesn't believe the official story on 9/11, shame on you, Glenn. Don't attack us. Stop that. At the same time, when Glenn does things that are right, I give him praise and support because he deserves it. This is one of those times. It'll be a little bit of a long soundbite, but hang with me. It's worth it. Here is Glenn Beck.
The ATF showing up at an individual's home in Delaware. Listen to what they say to this homeowner.
Sir?
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I'm doing is verifying that, look, verifying that you have it. You got two different purchases.
Okay.
If you have them, I'm out of here. That's how quick it is. Yeah. You have them with you by any chance? Are they, if you can unload them and bring them out, or you can go out to your foyer here, check them out, by number, sheer number, and we're out of here.
Okay.
Yep.
No.
5 seconds. The reason we're out here is we're obviously gun violence has been an uptick, so we want to make sure we've been having a lot of issues with straw purchases. So one of the things we indicators that we get is somebody makes it a large gun purchase. And then a lot of times we've been there like, oh, those guns got taken. We're like,
the idea is when you purchase more than two guns at a time, it generates a multiple sale report. And it comes to us and we have to check them out. Okay. That's all that is. You did nothing wrong.
No, you don't.
Did absolutely zero.
Then get off my porch. How about that? Get off my porch. You have a right to ask me to show you something. And this isn't, 5 years ago. This isn't 20 years ago. 20 years ago, I would have been somebody that the FBI came and I'd be like, oh, sure, I'll help you out. It would have been wrong to do as a citizen on your Second Amendment. But now, I don't trust the FBI. What are you talking about? No. The ATF? I trust you even less. This is happening. This is in Delaware. Here's what you need to know and tell your family this. If ATF, FBI, anybody steps up and says, we just need to see your guns. We just need to verify that you have these guns. No. Show me the warrant. And officer, nothing against you. I don't mean to be a headache with you, but I'm sorry. We live in different times, and I've got to exercise my constitutional right because I'm afraid of a government that wants to take away guns. So I'm sure you don't. I'm sure this is all on the up and up. Just go back to the judge and get a warrant. Mm. Now, you don't have to say all that flowery stuff. You just have to say, no. Get a warrant. I'll see you with a warrant. Because the only way they can do this legally is if they have evidence that makes them believe you've used that gun in some illegal way. And if they don't have that, they can't get the warrant because it's not their right to do it. So know your constitution and your rights. No, you'll have to get a warrant. And if they say, okay, well, here's the warrant, then you have to do it.
The interesting thing is
that means they suspect you of something.
The agent was trying to make it like a time situation. I don't care how long it takes. I just get that. I just bring your guns out here. We'll register them and we'll be out of here. Yeah, that's not the point, sir. Sorry. The point is, constitutionally, you got no business doing this. So see ya.
Yeah, it is. This is really, really dangerous. This is really dangerous. And they are preying on people that don't know their rights, or Americans that are just so polite, they just are like, oh, that's okay. Mm-hmm. No. Do you keep your guns here? None of your business.
Right.
None of your business.
Right.
This is, according to The Blaze today, a sheriff in Missouri has refused to release gun owner information to the FBI, even if the agency threatens to arrest him. Republican Scotland County Sheriff Brian Whitney wrote to residents in his community on Monday about the plan to audit Missouri's gun owner records. As the sheriff of Scotland County, I want all my citizens to know that I will not allow, cooperate, or release any concealed weapon information to the FBI, even at the threat of a federal arrest. Point blank, I will go down with a ship if need be. I love this sheriff. We hope to have him on with us tomorrow. Now, a good friend of ours is the current AG in Missouri. He's hopefully going to be joining us here at some point this hour. But he said that he also sent a letter to the FBI director, Christopher Wray. Here's what it said. The FBI has absolutely no business poking around in the private information of those who obtained concealed carry permits in Missouri. The Second Amendment rights of Missourians will absolutely not be infringed on my watch. I will use the full power of my office to stop the FBI, which has become relentlessly politicized and has virtually no credibility, from illegally prying around in the personal information of Missouri gun owners. He also pointed out that many Missouri residents didn't trust the FBI. He said, you may wonder why there's such a strong suspicion of federal agents here in the Show Me State. But simply put, Missourians are hardworking, law-abiding citizens who don't need a national nanny state keeping tabs on us. But more than that, over the last couple of years, we've seen story after story of incompetence and corruption at the highest levels of the FBI. The FBI said in a statement to Fox News that it would audit, the audit would be routine and that no personal information would be at risk. Why do they need that information? Because the FBI gets that information. When you go to buy a gun, you get a background check done by the FBI. So why does the FBI need additional information? They want to know who's carrying that gun. Now, why would you want that? Why do you need to know what citizens are armed and what citizens are not armed? Especially, you're going out the week that some kid in Indiana legally had a concealed carry permit. He's not a gun freak. He had his gun on him in a mall, in a food court. They said it took him 3 minutes to get to the gun. No, we now know it took him all of 15 seconds. 15 seconds to do what 400 police officers couldn't do in an hour in Uvalde, Texas. He put 8 bullets into that guy. 8. This guy, I mean, I'm a really good shot. I'm a really, really good shot. And I can shoot at a distance. But I have to tell you, 40 yards is a long way to hit a moving target. He was moving, the gunman was moving, and he hit him 8 out of 10 times. That's remarkable. That kid is a hero.
Big time.
On top of it, what did he say, Pat, about not doing interviews?
Yeah, he said, I'm not gonna talk about this anymore until the...
All right, hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. We'll finish this in mere seconds. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
For Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So I've been critical of Glenn Beck on occasion over the years, just cause, reason why. But in this case, Glenn's spot on. And Glenn literally says, hey, say this if the ATF comes to your door asking to see your guns. No. And I agree with Glenn Beck on this. Look, the government has no authority in this. It's unconstitutional. Now you say, hey, if they have a warrant, you got to show it to them. And my response to that is it depends. When you say you have a warrant, does the federal government have authority just to get a warrant against we the people at any time for any reason? See, I don't think so. The BATF, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, that agency is already unconstitutional. And so I would basically call the sheriff and say, look, sheriff, these guys are at my house. These goons, these thugs are at my house. Okay, that's what you need to do. Remember, though, when they're criminals, though, they'll just disobey the law. So they might just beat in your door and assault your whole family. This is the government out of control now. See, the FBI and the Justice Department have no respect anymore. They're literally turned into criminals. When they call mom that goes down to the school board to try to say, don't teach my kids perverted sex stuff, please don't do that, and they call mom a domestic threat, a terrorist, you know they've ran off the rails. They're crazy. Okay, but now Glenn Beck is breaking this down. There's a little bit more in the soundbite that I want to play because Glenn and his buddy, I can't remember his name right now, are doing a great job breaking this down. Here's the rest of the soundbite.
To hit a moving target. He was moving, the gunman was moving, and he hit him 8 out of 10 times. That's remarkable. That kid is a hero.
Big time.
On top of it, what did he say, Pat, about not doing interviews?
Yeah, he said, I'm not going to talk about this anymore until the families of the three victims, or the five victims, because two are still alive. But he said, I'm not going to do anything until the families have had a chance to take care of this and do all their business. He's just amazing.
I have to tell you, I want to know his parents. I'd like to interview his parents as well, because they did something right with that kid. I mean, not just that he's a good shot and responsible, but listen how responsible that is. The kid has empathy. Mm-hmm. In today's world, having empathy? Are you kidding me?
Especially when he could really be cashing in on this. You know, he could be everywhere. He'd probably have Nike endorsements by now. Well, not Nike, because they're too woke.
No, he wouldn't. He wouldn't have any endorsements. He'd have the Blaze endorsement.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah.
He also was moving forward, by the way, toward the shooter the whole time. You know, like you see on Navy SEAL movies, as they move forward and shoot the terrorists. That's what he was doing. Just absolutely courageous. Apparently he's got integrity. He took care of his girlfriend and the others. He was motioning for other people that he didn't know in the food court to get behind him. Incredible. Just really amazing.
You'd like to think you would do something.
I wonder what this kid wants to do.
I don't know, but I think he'll be able to do it because how many of us would do that? You'd like to think you would do that in a similar circumstance, but you never know till you're in that position.
I have to tell you, I carry a gun, and I'd like to think that within 15 seconds, I would have done that. Yeah. Don't know. You don't know until you're in the situation. But that's a brave, brave kid. Mm-hmm. Really brave guy. Let me explain also why we have the Second Amendment. It's not just to protect yourself and others, but it is also to protect yourself, and this is what the Bill of Rights is, your first shield. It is your first shield against an out-of-control government. But it only means something if we know the Bill of Rights. Can you name the first five freedoms? And by the way, the fifth is not the Fifth Amendment. There are five of them in the First Amendment. Let me show you why you need to be able to defend yourself as a citizenry. Cut four. Here is China. A video of tanks now in the streets. Can we play this here? Trying to deter the protesters. See all these people? Mm-hmm. They're in front of the Bank of China. And all these protesters, I mean, do you know how brave you have to be a protester of the Bank of China? I mean, you're dead. You're marked. You're marked for whatever they want to do. Mm-hmm. These people are showing up because the banks just closed their doors and said, no cash for you. And they're not opening back up. And the people are like, I can't afford anything. I need money so I can buy food. China says, sorry, no money. Well, what's happening? What's happening to the Bank of China? When do we get our money back? None of your business. Go home. These people don't stand a chance against the even half-decent military of China. And I think I'm giving them more credit than they deserve. They don't stand a chance. There are more people in China by far, but they don't have they don't have any weapons. They would have to fight them with sticks. That's why you have a Second Amendment. And don't think that can't happen here.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Glenn Beck does a masterful job in this, and I normally don't play the complete sound bites of another talk show host, but the reason I did for this one is because Glenn and Pat Gray cover this masterfully. And because over the years I've attacked Glenn on many occasions, well, let me say it over. Glenn's attacked me, and I've defended myself and haven't been very complimentary of him and others. I wanted to give full support when they do what's right. See, to me, this is not about Glenn or Sam or talk show hosts or egos or, any of those kind of things. Sam has a problem with Glenn. I don't have a problem with Glenn at all. In fact, I think Glenn's a great guy in most instances. I really commend Glenn when he came out and jettisoned Fox and said, I'm not going to stay there because they're denying my ability to speak about God. Amen to you, Glenn. And I had that same experience. I've told the story before you came out with your story. You know what? I identify with you. You're absolutely spot on right on that as well. When you attack anybody who doesn't believe the official 9/11 story, shame on you for doing that, Glenn. So Glenn oftentimes has attacked people many times. And I don't like that. I don't believe we should be attacking one another. Okay. Highlighting somebody's wrong views on something, that's different from attacking them. The goal is to debate ideas, to discuss issues, to bring up things that matter, poignant points, etc. And so I don't bring this up because I want to attack anybody or whatever. I bring this up because I really want you to understand it's not about people to me. It's about principle and idea. And I'll defend principles and ideas, and I will go after those who have the wrong views on ideas because I want you to have the right view, the right focus, the right understanding. I have every right to believe whatever I want about 9/11. And that doesn't mean that I'm with the Taliban or with the terrorists or with Al-Qaeda or any of that kind of stuff. That's a lie. Glenn uses his big microphone oftentimes to attack people, I believe, unfairly. But you know what? Glenn is getting better. He's learning. As he jettisons the mainstream press, he begins to understand more and more and more over time about what's really at stake and what the real issues are. And so I was at an event with Glenn just the other day, and Glenn has an incredible, I don't know what you call it, museum? Anyway, he has memorabilia from the founding fathers like you would not believe. He spent a lot of money on it, and it is cool, absolutely cool historical stuff. Glenn, in his own right, is a historian of epic proportions. I didn't really realize that about him, but I'm learning about him and learning about that. And so Glenn's a good guy, and he's done a lot of good, and this update on this gun issue is critical. All right, they talk about this, what is it, Scotland County, I think it is, sheriff. Scotland County, Missouri Sheriff Brian Whitney is his name, says even under threat of arrest, he will not release gun owners' info to the FBI. Now, this is a hero sheriff. I agree. And I commend the sheriff in this case. I commend the shooter that literally went towards the bad guy and saved lives. Amen. But why is the government coming to people's homes? Why is the FBI coming to people's homes saying, yeah, if you buy a couple of guns, it's a large gun purchase, and therefore we got to come look at them. Oh, where's the authority? Where's the precedent? Where's the law for that? And see, the missing piece for Glenn on this is he needs to understand Michael Peruca's education on the Declaration of Independence, because, look, pretend legislation is what we're talking about. They act like they have authority or a right to be at your house and ask about all these guns. It's not true. So Glenn's right as rain about this. But we need to highlight this pretend legislation because it really helps you understand what they're doing. So I commend this. Say this if the FBI or the ATF comes to your door asking to see guns. Glenn is right as rain on this. And I commend the Scotland County, Missouri Sheriff Brian Whitney doing a great job. I commend the shooter of the criminal for doing a great job. And I really want to highlight that we have got to understand our rights. We have got to stand up like this sheriff is doing, like the man who stopped the evil shooter, like Glenn Beck, who's standing up on this. We need to do the same and stand unified and say, look, Glenn's right. Brian Whitney's right. Sheriff Brian Whitney is right. This gentleman that shot the criminal is right. We need to push back politely. We need to push back peacefully. We need to push back using the rule of law as our guide, exposing pretend legislation and more. We've got a lot of work to do, folks, and it's going to take a united people. We the people must be united and push back peacefully but forcefully. Is that possible? Forcefully in that we insist on the rule of law, in that we insist on the truth. Peacefully meaning, you know what, we can obey the law and do so. We don't need to break the law. We don't need to stoop to that level. Okay? But we can really highlight the truth. And if we stand together right now, Congress is trying to pass a bill that says, hey, we're going to get rid of assault weapons. Well, there's no such thing as assault weapon in the hands of a good guy, folks. There isn't. That's a lie, misnomer. That's a branded term to make everyone afraid or everyone deceived on the issue. We need to push back and say, no, you're not getting rid of our guns. I don't care if you call them assault weapons or whatever manipulated term you use. We have a God-given inalienable right of self-defense codified by the Second Amendment. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And we're simply going to uphold that law and not let you infringe upon them. Congress, I'm telling you, if you vote on this and you vote in the affirmative, we will absolutely make sure you're removed from the next election cycle. Okay, we can replace all 435 members of the House in one election cycle. Remember that. We will remember in November. See, this is where we need to really push back, where the American people need to really start to stand up. But the liberals, they can make their mark by pushing hard. We seem, as the conservatives, not to be able to do the same. They've got 1.2 million Americans now that are ready to impeach Clarence Thomas because he doesn't want to back same-sex marriage, see? What if we had 1.2 million righteous Americans standing up for all kinds of good things? What would happen, huh? All right, hour one in the can, hour two coming up. I am Sam Bushman. This is Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen, syndicated on the Loving Liberty Radio Network, lovingliberty.net, libertyroundtable.com. Spread the word, share the love. The broadcast will be available on demand as well at your fingertips All I can say is we've got a lot of work to do, folks, and we need your help. We need your finances. We need your support to tell the tale of liberty. We are truth tellers, and we are on your radio 6 days a week, and we need your financial and otherwise support. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America, but you got to get involved, make it a great day, and choose the right. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic.